USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote, 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.